Next, we're talking about cock docking. Docking cocks while wearing Dockers and Doc Martens.
On the dock, and on an actual dock, like waiting for our boat to dock.
On Lake Minnebunkquunk.
On Lake Minnebunkquunk.
Minnebunkquunk.
When I went camping, this woman said this, like it was just like so like matter of fact. She was like, well, you know, like how guys compare dicks. And I was like, and it was all women and me. And then she kept talking. And I was like, I'm sorry. You need to stop. What did you just say?
What?
Go back. You just said, you know, like guys compare dicks. You genuinely think that guys sit around and compare dicks and dick sizes? And she was like, yeah. And I'm like, what fucking planet are you on? We go and urinate in a trough style urinal and stare at the cinder block in front of us and feel guilty for our peripheral vision and try to like eliminate peripheral vision.
Yeah, but there's
no sitting around comparing dick sizes with strangers or people you know or loved ones. It's just not happening on a guy spectrum. It's not happening. So the fact that she just thought that, I'm like, have you never talked to a guy? You're out of your fucking, that's like saying like, girls, you know, well, you know, girls, how, you know, how they compare vaginal depth, you know, they all do. And you're like, I'm sorry, what? Did you just think that girls go, how deep is your vagina? And they just like put a, they blow on it like an empty bottle.
Yeah. It's like a sound test.
They stick like a yardstick up there and go, like, how deep is your love?
It's like when you fire a gun over a lake to make sure it's a lake, you just fire some wind across.
Wait, what? Wait, what do poor people do to lakes? They fire guns over lakes.
No, man. Like, when I was a kid, an old timer told me that they would
fire a gun over a lake?
Yeah, there's like a specific kind of gun.
For what reason?
To determine whether it was a pond or a lake.
Hey, boy, if you ever see a puddle, that might be a lake. So you fire a gun over it. And if it's a puddle, if it's a pond, or if it's a lake, the gun blast will tell you. Like, what world do you come across water and fire a gun over it
to New Hampshire
determine what the water is?
New Hampshire. He could have been pulling my leg. I was 10.
Yeah, dude. By the way, did you at age 11 get a gun and go lake hunting?
My mom would never lake let hunting. Me keep. My mom would let me keep guns in the house.
Lake hunting is French for lake hunting.
Lake hunting. We usually drink.
Me and mes amis go lake hunting on the weekends. Start to get the best cunts. Only the finest of cunts. Oh, that is a queef. La queef.
Le bouffe la queef. Je ferme la queef.
La bouffe da queef. La bouffe da queef, la bouffe de queef, femme la queef. Oh, mais oui, la bouffe de queef. Oh, les oui, la bouffe de queef. Quack, 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 quack. Lake Minnebunkquunk. You know, Lake Minnebunkquunk was named after a famous French queef. Queef money punk punk. Oh, Jim Jeffries hates us, dude.
Who cares?
Not me.
Not I. Look, dude, man.
There's going to be a fucking great reckoning, bro. There's going to be a great reckoning that happens. You'll see. You'll be a part of it. You're on the right side of history, JD. There's going to be a great reckoning, bro. It's happened. I mean, my career has been so long, and the peaks have been so high and the valleys have been so low, that the next peak, I'll be like, oh, yeah. Oh, I remember this. I also remember the valley, bro. Like, I never forget the valley. That's why I appreciate the peaks. But the next peak, when he comes fucking chiming in, I'll never forget the valleys, bro. I'll never forget.
And so are the days
of our lives. I'll never forget, Marty. Marty, never forget the peaks or the valleys.
Walk with circumspection, lest ye stumble.
Walk with circumcision, unless ye be uncircumcised, in which case, just walk uncircumcised.
I want to say something, but then I just can only think of horrible things.
About Jim or just about life or what?
Life. I'm just like,
dude, you were depressed, bro. We haven't done a new episode in a month because you were depressed.
I'm aghast. I'm just aghast at the
stupidity.
People. Yeah. There's just so much.
You think I'm stupid, and I've literally avoided bars.
No, I don't think you're stupid.
But you know what I'm saying?
Like, I think you're a little wild.
I told you.
That's all.
I'm Chris Wilde. But I'm not going and podcasting with comedians. I'm literally going to the backyards of families that I trust, that I've seen for the past few months. If they had any warning flag of symptoms or being close to symptoms, I would know. Just like... Right. In my bubble, I found out that the grandparents that have the house in Lake Havasu and went to the fucking Arizona bar like a bunch of dumb cunts, they got it. I know. Yeah. I know the day it fucking happened or the day after. And I literally went to them and I was like, when was the last time you saw them? Because if you saw them recently, I can't see you for a month at least. Yeah. And they said, I haven't seen them in over 3 weeks. And I go, okay, we can see each other. But the second you're anywhere near them, you got to fucking tell me.
Right.
You need to tell me. But because if I get this shit from you, I'll fucking hunt you down and I'll fucking kill your kids and your fucking pets. And I'll kill the pets in front of your kids. And then I'll kill the kids in front of you. Don't fuck with me, dude.
And you do it all in front of the Lord.
Oh, Lord. Oh, the Lord's watching and he's keeping score. And you're winning, white guy.
But what I've noticed, though, what I've seen, because, you know, like I'm not just reading, you know, stuff or watching YouTube or the news, but I'm also like listening to my wife talk to people that are in her friend circle, that are in my friend circle and other people. And I'm just finding that there's this thing where people, I think it's like a guilt or some kind of thing where they're closeting behavior now.
Dude, anyone who goes into a restaurant is a fucking moron. Like, they're a literal moron.
But I have a friend.
If you physically go into a restaurant and sit down and eat at a restaurant.
I have a friend, her brother.
You're a fucking idiot. Go on, JD.
I have a friend who went to her dad's for Father's Day, and all the family members had been quarantining and, you know, doing right. It so they could have this moment together. And then her brother.
But.
Then her brother, like, jokingly goes, oh, I've been going to speakeasies. Never mind, you know, I'm just kidding. But, like, he slid, you know, like, and then, like, 2 days later, like, he's sick as fuck. And he was at this party with his parents and his brothers and sister, you know? And his brother had cancer.
It's because he probably wasn't joking and he probably did go to a
speakeasy. No, he did go. And what I'm saying is like he went to a family get together on the pretense that he was doing what he was supposed to do. All the while he was going out to bars and he contracted COVID-19. And he got pretty. And, you know,
now,
I don't know,
let me ask you, this guy, is he a married guy? He's got kids.
He's separated from his wife.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know anyone who has time to go to a fucking speakeasy or can get away with it. because we've all been locked down with our fucking wives. We really have. Have you had 2 hours away from your wife?
It's tough.
She'll go and do something for 2 hours, but like she doesn't say, "Oh, by the way, you're going to get 2 hours away from me on Tuesday." She didn't say that the previous Thursday. Like it just kind of happens.
Yeah.
Whereas before, you knew Monday through Friday, you had 8 hours at the bare minimum away from
because of commuting.
That's what I'm saying. So you had 50 to 60 hours a week away from her. That's gone.
With just the kids. And they would nap. And
they love you unconditionally. Like at the end of the day, they'll poop in their pants and in their panties with their stomachs down. But like they love you unconditionally like puppies.
Right.
And your wife doesn't. There's ulterior motives and there's fucking random. There's lists, you know?
Yep. Yeah, no, the job became double time. It became hilarious.
I got to change the lighting, JD.
But I'm in a good position. I'm lucky. Very lucky. I like tacos. Chris is climbing up. So I might be able to just do a play-by-play if this fucker wipes out. What the fuck are you doing, man? And this is why I get a little worried about you hanging out with strangers because you do stuff like this. You have a haphazard regard for your safety.
Oh, my God. I changed the lighting, bro. Lighting is way. I was super high. I haven't been high. I haven't smoked weed in forever, dude. I've eaten edibles, but that's a different kind of high.
But that's a blue dream. That's blue dream. That's good. That's a good little herb. Oh, nice. The Snoopy book, you motherfucker.
You know, it's a pop-up book. Look at this, how the satellite really pops out of the book like that.
You know, you saved that book because he would have ripped it apart.
Yeah, he would have ripped this satellite apart, bro.
He did. He loves to rip those out.
I was in a 2-year-old who just turned 3 today, yesterday rather, 4th of July, Bodie. I was with him and he showed me his pop-up book and he ripped it fucking apart. Dude, you're absolutely right. I saved this book. You know, earlier on the series, if you're just tuning in, you should go back and listen to some of the previous episodes. But if you're just tuning in, earlier on the series, not only did I do what is far worse than taking candy from a baby, I stole a book from a child. But now here we are, episodes later, where we're finding out for the first time I saved the book. The child.
He's a Picasso. He likes to destroy as much as he creates.
I'm drinking vodka. Hope you don't mind.
No, I'm
tell me about the episode that you just dropped. Like, what do I have to look forward to listening to?
Well, I talk about how Brian McCarthy's a dick to me.
Right. It's lo-fi JD. It's hi-fi me.
Lo-fi right. JD, hi-fi Chris. Talk about the 500th episode.
Oh, is it immediately after you recording the 500?
Yeah.
So technically, a month later, you released your reaction to the 500th episode on podcast form before Eddie released the 500th episode of a podcast in podcast form. Am I wrong?
Right. Yes. Yeah. It's been a month. Exactly. And you know, part of that was because it was blackout. That blackout started and I was just like, I'm blackout. I blacked out all my shit for like 2 weeks.
Huh?
I didn't do anything for like weeks.
That was like but I think you went through that blackout because you did something with Eddie again. Eddie fucks you up, man.
No.
Joe went skiing with Eddie and then he couldn't walk after.
No, I I didn't know. It wasn't that. I didn't care that much about it.
Ooh, what blackout? What fucking blackout? You went on an emotional blackout.
No, I also, it started because of Black Lives Matter. I blacked out all the screens and fucking didn't put any shows up. Cause like right. It felt irrelevant to try to put anything up. And it, right. That lasted for weeks, man. That lasted for like a month for me. Like where I was like, what the fuck is the point of doing a podcast when the world is fucking burning?
Because we are transmitting to the good guys. We're transmitting airwaves to the good guys.
Yeah,
here's but it wasn't. Jason, you have to at some point pull your head out of Jason Hour's world and warp it into Chris Wilde's world. Because I know that you've never mattered until you met me, but now here we are, and now you matter. Okay?
They told me I was going to be the now, next Chris Farley back in the 90s, motherfucker. Fuck you. Yeah.
Well, I'm Chris Farley and David Spade, okay? And now you matter. So our annals
Chris need Fade.
Documented, okay? Our annals, our conversations need to be released to the public. You matter now. So when Black Lives Matter movement is happening, the good guys need to know to continue to fight the good fight.
But we weren't. But
well, reward, which but is you understand talking. Too,
what we had nothing to do with was going on. Yeah, it wasn't that funny. We're griping about
but we're talking about it now.
I know, fuck but I'm just police. Saying what we had. Man,
fuck the police. I say fuck the police. Everybody knows that. I say fuck the police.
I just, like, I can't find a shortage of videos of police, like, just violating people. Like, I could find a new video every time I look.
But here's the thing. Because I'm as influential as I am, I have many fans that are police officers that listen to the show. And now the next time they're in a situation where they see their fellow officer doing something that will harm a black life, he'll go, I remember what Chris said. I'm going to intervene and say, yo, stop that.
Yeah.
If you don't publish the show, they're never going to do that, JD.
Plus, you know, like there's a whole thing. Like there's like the bad apple, good apple thing. Like there needs to be.
Yeah, I understand. I hear the bad apple, good apple argument.
No, they're all bad apples, according
but
to
But I just, like, yeah, I just disagree with it. I hear it. And I hear.
No, I've read like 45 accounts of officers that served for like upwards of 10 years sometimes that like they'll have an incident where they do exactly what they're supposed to do and they like intervene when a fellow officer is assaulting a you know someone that they're detaining and then they get basically driven out of the police force by the union and by the rest of the guys.
Since the Black Lives Movement excuse me.
They're still pulling it though, man.
Movement matter exploded? No. Since the Black Lives Matter movement exploded, I personally am so much more aware of the racism that has been congruent and continuous in my life. So you are uniquely awakened now to go, oh snap, all of this is racist. Like look, yeah. These 100 things that I took for granted that are racist, I'm aware now are racist. I in the back of my brain box I knew they were, but I just denied it, and now that's been kicked open and I'm like, oh fuck,
you know,
there's so much explosive racism that is constant 24/7 that needs to go away.
When I was really, when I moved to Venice, like there was this, like I was living in Venice for a while.
You never finished or really even started the cocaine story, P.S.
I think it's an awesome hanger, but let's go to a different time. When I moved to Venice, my second place there, like I'd lived there for a couple of years and then I moved to a different place in the same block because it opened up, like this really rad fucking pad opened up and I was privy to it because of my coffee shop job. Like the maintenance guy was like, hey man, a unit opened up in my building, you should go talk to the manager. No bullshit. I love Venice.
I'm sorry. Which maintenance guy? The coffee shop maintenance guy or your apartment building maintenance guy?
The apartment building maintenance guy. His name was Phil.
Your life is so much better now. When was the last time you dealt with a maintenance guy?
It's been a while, man. It's been a year.
Because your life is better. It's been over a year.
13 months.
It's been okay.
May 18th, 2019 was the last time I'd literally
dealt with a maintenance man. Why did you deal with the maintenance man?
I had to go through a walkthrough of my old pad before I moved down here. So I had that date burned.
Was he Russian? Was he your last friend?
No, he was LA, man. He was like a mixed.
Did he come visit you in Palos Verdes? This maintenance man? Oh, he's not your friend like the Russian movers and me.
Oh, man. He was all right, though. He's
I don't think I was ever at your old place, P.S.
Nobody was ever at my old place. It was a small place.
So the last time that I was at a place that you lived at was the rape cottage.
Okay. Well, that was just crashing there.
I know, right? I've only been to your house in Palos Verdes.
Yeah. You know what's crazy is, this new Mac, I got to get a new dongle that allows me to put stuff
tonight up on Jason's dongle.
Cause I found like the hot dog pictures of you.
Wait, what?
I found the hot dog pictures of you
on your computer
on a hard drive. And I can't plug it in cause I got too much shit plugged into it.
Oh my God. The world needs this, JD.
I'll put it up on the Taint Report.
And Taint Report.
But seriously, man, we do the Wild Hour and that's just like us blowing off. But there's the other side of us.
Besides us blowing off, there's another side of us besides us blowing off.
Yeah, there's a side of me that goes out in the yard and meditates and does Tai Chi and fucking listens to the birds.
Oh, for sure.
And cares about the environment and civics, if anything,
it's the back of your consciousness making those birds sing what you're hearing in the frontal lobe of your consciousness.
Yeah. Being present, but not aware and aware at the same time.
When you're meditating, is there a word that you meditate on or no?
No, I do. I do the Chinese Tai Chi style, which is like empty.
Yeah, I tried the Chinese style, and then I tried the Japanese style, and then I tried the dirty knees style, and then I actually found success at the look at these style.
Oh, and what about the Pekingese? Did you forget about the Pekingese?
I remember there was the end of something that was like when I was a kid growing up. It was me Chinese, me play joke.
We can't do any racism stuff, man. That's just not acceptable.
Me put pee.
You can't joke about what you used to do. You just let's just forget about it.
I didn't do it. I heard it.
I know.
I didn't do it.
Yeah, but you can't put levity. You know that there's been over 800.
My theory is that
crimes against Asians.
The majority of people on planet Earth are from either India or China. And that is the honest truth. There is 8 billion people on planet Earth, less than, and over 2 billion people from India and China. So the majority of people from planet Earth are from India or China or are Asian.
Dude, I have
the majority of Earthlings are Asian.
I have a couple.
So if you are not Asian, if you're white, if you're black, if you're Latino, you are not the majority. If you're white, you're a minority. You're a minority.
Wait.
Minority.
I have
when the majority of people are Asian, when
are you trying to go somewhere?
Yeah, I am trying to go somewhere. Okay. Over 1 in 4 Earthlings are either Indian or Chinese, and they play joke and they put pee pee in your Coke. Okay, that's where I'm going.
Shut the fuck up. You're such a douche.
It was a long way to go, and it wasn't worth it once we got there. But God damn it, we went there.
Oh my God, I just don't want to touch it. But I have a really like a craniac friend that one day he just told me like statistically,
Your craniac friend. By the way, for the listener who's just tuning in, JD is telling a story, and what you can't see is that I'm excitingly approaching the microphone as if I'm going to say something, but I don't say anything, and then JD says no, anticipating what I'm going to say. God forbid he goes on with the fucking story. If I say right, I'm wrong. If I say wrong, he's wrong. Anyway. Jason Hour, folks. He's continuing with a story that I've forgotten, and certainly he has as well.
And now back behind the fourth wall. So, real quick. I can't remember.
He says slowly.
I was telling a story about what was I talking about?
I certainly wasn't listening.
Good Lord.
The listener just tuned in, so they have no idea. They have no frame of reference.
You're going to like the Jesus People mattress cover.
I think I heard it, or you sent me a sample.
I sent you a drop of it. It's pretty cool, man.
Bro, I'm going to go after we're done. I'm going to go and listen to the episode super high, and I'm super psyched.
We talked for like an hour and 20 minutes.
Bro, you gave me the lifeline, the fucking life preserver that I so desperately needed. I appreciate you, my man.
Well, I know what it's like to be out of weed. It sucks when you need it.
It sucks, dude.
Dude, there'll be times when like my wife will yell at me, and I'll be like, I got to go smoke.
Right.
And if I didn't have it, then I'd be like, now I'm going to be stuck in this mental state.
Right.
I can't alter it except for like through some kind of, I really try to change my attitude or something inside, but when you can just smoke a little weed and change your attitude.
Like I understand that my wife is constantly upset with me. I totally get that concept. I get it. She's mad constantly, not at me, but at her father, at her upbringing. She's taking it out on me. I totally get that. It's not my fault. It's her fault. But when she's mad at me for something that I know for a fact, I did the extreme opposite of. That is just sends me over the edge. And if I have no weed and I haven't smoked weed in a long time, I'm going to be extra edgy.
It's such a bummer, man.
Because drinking makes everything worse, with all due respect. I love drinking. I booze constantly.
It shrinks your brain volume. But it
makes everything worse. It makes everything worse. Smoking makes everything better. Drinking makes everything worse.
Well, you know, maybe we'll switch to gummies so we don't kill our lungs.
Dude, the last like four times I got high, three of the times were with gummies, and then the most recent time was smoking weed, thanks to you, hero JD. I'm glad it changed to light.
Imagine if you never started the show. You wouldn't have weed right now if you didn't start the Wild Hour.
Oh, that, excellent point, JD. Literally, first of all, some actor said it's show business, not no business. So you need to show up for show business. And I was like, okay. But I've also heard like the most powerful word in Hollywood is no. Now, that being said, whenever you say to me, let's do something, I'm like, yeah, bro, I will show up for that. Very rarely do I ever give you a no. Am I wrong? I mean, you and I don't really negate each other, if that makes sense. Improvisation is yes. And I'm a master improviser from the no, but school, which is the exact opposite of yes. And
affirm and build,
you and I affirm and build one another quite constantly. And so, you know, when we met and you didn't like me for some weird reason, and then the second time we met, you like loved me, which made way more sense.
I wasn't ready to like project the hate at the person.
What? Okay. What
do you, that I actually hated.
This. I mean, I don't. There's no way.
I projected it at you, and I'm sorry.
You don't need to apologize. And there's no way you're gonna have this memory because you've done too many drugs. Do you remember a moment where you're like, "Oh, I love Chris Wilde"? Does that make sense?
What?
That answers the question. Do you remember a moment or a feeling or a was it when I was dressed up like the hot dog, like where you were like, oh, this guy's cool. Does that make sense?
Like, yeah, I thought you were great.
Did you didn't, but I'm saying you didn't love me out of the gate because of something you were going through. But I was asking if you remembered, and I knew you wouldn't, but I was like, do you remember a moment or an essence of where you're like, ah, this guy's fucking my guy. This is my guy. I love this guy.
You know, it's great when we don't have episodes up. And when you get messages like, do the fucking show, do the podcast.
Who gave you that message?
Time_traveling on Instagram.
But you just dropped one. Did you reply back to
it? It was 6 days ago. No, I haven't. It's out.
Dude, so we're gonna have two episodes bang bang, like after this one. That's good. There's no tunes on the one you just dropped, right?
No, we haven't finished anything yet. We got a couple in the works, though.
I did some.
Now that you got your right left fixed, you can go back in and do some work.
Bro, I did some voiceover auditions where I recorded songs. Like, if I don't get these gigs, I should just give them to you and you should drop them. Or if I get the gigs, you should drop them. I'm so fucking good on these songs, bro. I'm so good. And like,
about gonorrhea.
I mean I'm not like flawless. I'm not a 10 out of 10, but like when you hear this, if you're a producer, you're like, yeah, of course hire this guy. I gotta send you these fucking songs.
By the way,
yes,
my buddy that does that deep fake stuff,
yeah,
he's still like messaging me. He's still working on that project, but like when he's done, he's like a super fly, like animator FX guy, right? Like he can do shit so fast.
Well, I like your idea.
Yeah, like well, he's refined it a little bit. It's a little better.
I can do a good Dr. Fauci impersonation as well, Jason.
See, that's the thing. It's like, but like,
I mean, I can nail Fauci.
You want to nail Fauci. That's your
thing. I do. I want to lube him up and nail him down. I love being able to see the show while we do it. You know, like early, even in the Liftmaster Studios, I wasn't seeing the show while we did it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I was only hearing it. Now I'm seeing it and hearing it. And I know it's not a seeing format, but
no,
it's better to see it as I hear it.
No, but you know what we could do? We could do like a fucking screening.
Who's your favorite fan of ours?
Oh, right now, it's definitely me.
Oh, see, I love Nicole, Napoleon's Pillow.
I don't know Napoleon's Pillow.
She's the best, dude. She was a huge early advocate of Boris Bogdanovich and Honey Dip Babies.
Maybe he needs to come back.
Dosvidaniya, this is Boris Bogdanovich here to tell you about the wonderful, gooey, chewy decadence of Honey Dip Babies. That's right, Boris Bogdanovich is Honey Dip Babies. So chewy, so gooey, and honey. So sweet, right from the bee's hiney pointer thing. We drip the honey from the honeycomb, and we drip the poopy from the baby. And here we are, poopy free, with Boris Bogdanovich's Honey Dip Babies. The most guaranteed poop-free honey-dipped baby on the market. And there's so many Honey Dip Babies, just riddled with poop and COVID-19. Boris is the only Honey Dip Baby menu fixer who can guarantee no poo and no COVID-19. Boris Bogdanovich's Honey Dip Babies, available in your grocer's freezer. Dos vidanya, cunt.
He's back.
I like Nicole. I like
the poo.
I don't know any of our, I only know two of our fans.
I know. Maybe that's all we have. Maybe they're using fake IPs and downloading it different places.
Well, if we don't know them, it's their fault for not letting their knowns be named or their names.
Well, we don't talk about like our Twitter handles. We don't talk about our.
I've talked nothing about. I've exclusively talked tonight about my TikTok account. I'm blowing up at Chris Wildest on TikTok. Everyone needs to get TikTok and get at Chris Wildest. I'm closing in on 500,000 views.
Isn't TikTok like the security risk?
I hope so. I've got all I have is information to share with the Chinese. Take it. Take my information. The thing is, JD, they are the ones who played jokes on me. Okay. They played a joke on me and they put pee pee in my Coke.
You're so wrong.
If loving you is right, I don't want to be right. I think my ashtray is out in the tiki
bar.
I think my ashtray is out in the tiki
bar. Well, golly, look at that. I'm looking at the article. The article that does say something about it being, it's something. How hackers, it's like, it's something.
The TikTok article? Everyone loves TikTok, JD. There's nothing, there's only pros about TikTok. There's no cons.
Forbes has an article out on
April 15th. Go to Snopes. Go to Snopes. Be like, dear Snopes, is TikTok great? True or false? Like, go to Snopes and tell me TikTok isn't great. Go to Snopes.com and say TikTok China or Chinese. Ain't nothing creepy coming up because TikTok is the best.
Oh, they've exploited a security weakness in it and where they can plant videos in your feed and make it appear like it's coming from official sources. That's dangerous.
But I'm looking at my TikTok feed, and there isn't any videos that they appointed as official, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but boil it down to like a regular person, man.
You're absolutely right. I'm not a regular person. I'm going to give you that.
You know, like the regular Joe that doesn't have what your perspective of the world is, that's, you know, like sees a thing, thinks it's from his news provider, but it's not.
What? No one thinks TikTok is from their news provider.
Well, it's just where it's going to become. It's already like older people are getting into it. Look at you. It's going to start putting news on there.
First of all, TikTok is a young person's format. And you're saying, look at me. Why? Because I'm looking at TikTok for my news, or that I'm putting stuff out and you're saying I'm affecting young people's news with the news that I'm making new.
Now you're an old man hitting the young people's app. And then more old people, because I'm going to get on it because of you.
Get on it, bro.
Then that's two more old people on TikTok. And then it's going to start having Fox News as like their trending feeds because of old people.
I have literally like 500,000 views in 2 weeks, JD. Like I don't know how you would ever poo-poo the star of the Wild Hour getting 500,000 views. That only helps you. Does that make sense? I'm telling you, TikTok is a beautiful thing. A 500,000 views for my content. So these people are seeing my content going, oh, this is a 15-second or a maximum 60-second video. I wish there was more. Let me Google search this Chris Wild, and then they get our show. Does that make sense? Like I just, TikTok helps. TikTok helps the cause. Okay. I wonder if I type in Google search Chris Wild, does the Wild Hour come up or no? Does my TikTok come up? Probably not. Neither of them probably come up. Let's see what happens. There it is at the top. I just Google searched Chris Wild, and the first thing was, Jason Hour, you are wrong. That's what it said.
I got Wikipedia, then your IMDb.
And then the third thing is, Jason Hour, suck a dick. That's what it says.
Then down under the video pops is Dad Holes, a Chris Wild show starring Corey Feldman.
Right.
Chris Wild, COVID is everywhere, man.
COVID's everywhere, man.
Then a text link.
Link that says, Jason, you are wrong.
For YouTube. And then Chris Wild, Ant Farm Wiki.
Oh, sure. I'm on the Ant Farm Wiki. They wanted me to be recurring on Ant Farm. They wanted me
then your LinkedIn,
the regular guy, but Yeah, I was busy doing
LinkedIn AIM profile. High. Let's pull up their LinkedIn profile.
I'm very handsome in all of these aforementioned links and profiles. And it's a really loud laugh. Go on. Why are you laughing like that? It's great. It is a strong LinkedIn.
Because your picture is hilarious. Look at that winking.
It's one. You know,
the Bible says, beware of a winking eye and a flattering tongue.
Those are my defining dearest Nick sticks. My defining
character. Now you just need to have a picture of a flattering tongue. There you go, St. Thomas School. Boy Soprano. He's in the Sopranos.
Hey, don't worry about it. I was a boy soprano. Don't worry about it. Hey, T. What is it, Quithy? T, I swear to God, I sang a beautiful song. Okay, Quithy, but when your voice changes, you're out of the choir. Come on, T. Oh, don't kick me out of the choir, T.
Personal website.
ChrisWild.com is for sale. Do you need a price instantly? Contact us now. So my manager says, do we want to buy this? I go, no. And he's like, because my friend who created collegehumor.com and now works for Facebook, on 420, 20 years ago, 420-2000, he bought ChrisWild.com for 20 years. And for 20 years, he made ChrisWild.com go to my YouTube page. And 20 years later, it dried up. And now ChrisWild.com is for sale. And I'm talking to you. It's your turn. It's your time. It's your destiny. It's your destiny to buy ChrisWild.com.
Oh, it's
enough original content.
But why do you have to get a fucking... Hold on.
GoDaddy owns it or whatever. I don't know. I don't know. I'm sure you can get it for literally $5 a month is at most. ChrisWild.com is for sale.
That's so weird, man.
My manager was like, should we buy it? I'm like, fucking no, dude. This is 2020. Like, you don't need ChrisWild.com. You Google Chris Wild and you click on shit.
ChrisWild.com is where you can help it. Your Google, though, when you build a website and you...
But I was there for 20 years, JD. I was ChrisWild.com for 20 years. ChrisWild.com didn't make me me. Me made me me for 43 years going on 44. And I was ChrisWild.com for 20 fucking years. I don't need to fucking buy ChrisWild.com.
They want $875 plus $20 a year.
No one should buy ChrisWild.com for $875. They should Venmo at Chris Wild $875. $875, Jason.
While you're at it, Venmo at Jason Hour too. Shut up.
You should Venmo Jason -420. If it's possible to do an IOU 420 to JD at JD at ChrisWild.com, available now, wherever fine websites are sold. But there's no way that my buddy paid $875 for ChrisWild.com.
No, somebody's just poaching it and camping it.
I think GoDaddy is.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know either. I honestly don't know. What if one of our fans is a hacker, can hack ChrisWild.com for free? That would be amazing. I lost the weed you gave me. I loaded a ball. I smoked it, and then I lost the rest.
No.
No, I didn't lose it. It's somewhere. You know, my fucking group. My Tiki Hut Studios is a real tchotchke fest.
Tchotchke. Hey, do you know Joni Loves Chachi was a smash release in Korea, South Korea? Number one Joni, shoot of all time because...
Joni Loves Chachki.
Chachi. I guess Chachi's like slang for something, like ding-a-ling.
Joni Loves Ding-a-ling was the number one show in Korea.
Hold on. Yeah. Joni Loves Chachi is something about like... is one of those things where like in Korean it means this. Like, you know, like the Nova, no car, you know, the car.
No, I don't. Tell me, JD.
Oh, you know about it. How do you spell Gemini?
I had a Chevy Nova. I don't know about Nova.
Well, and it never did well in Mexico because it means no go.
Oh, Nova? Yeah, no one wants to not va. All right, I'm going to go take a leak, JD.